Oh, it's Tosca. T-O. Puccini wrote Tosca, didn't he? Tosca. Didn't he? Didn't Puccini write Tosca? Don't tape me while I'm thinking. I'm not going to talk.
Please talk, Grandma.
Please talk to you. Am I running down the battery? Okay, what should I say? This is Thanksgiving Day. We have much to be thankful for.
Whoa, hold on a minute there, Grandma. Could you just break that down for us a little bit?
This is Thanksgiving Day. We have much to be thankful for. Okay, what should I say? This is Thanksgiving Day. This is Thanksgiving Day. Okay, what should I say? We have much to be thankful for.
All right, that was nice, Grandma. That was real nice. Welcome, everyone, to episode 4 of The Taming of the Two. We got some Thanksgiving action lined up for you today, so get ready to give some thanks. First up is our exclusive interview with GM, so listen close.
I'm very thankful that my husband, Will, is home from the hospital. And I'm very thankful for my wonderful daughters and my wonderful son-in-laws and my wonderful grandchildren. I just love all of them. I'm thankful for my parents and Will's parents who raised us well. I'm thankful for all those people that went before us that passed along the Christian faith in generation to generation. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for Jesus for dying on the cross for my sins. I'm thankful for that. I praise his name.
And what about this year?
That happened this year. I'm thankful for the several procedures and surgeries that Grandpa came through okay. I'm thankful for the many friends who've helped us during times of need, especially Niway and Val. And I'm thankful for our church, Redeemer Church, and our pastor and his wife. Mm. I'm thankful for so many wonderful things that God has blessed us with. That's enough.
It's been a good year, huh? It's
been a good year, yeah.
All right.
Next up, we'll hear from GP and all the things that he is thankful to have come through this year. Stay tuned.
Well, there's been a very eventful year where one terrible malady ticked over when magically erased by surgery at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. That would have been enough surgery, but the Dr. Sabatini said my supraventricular tachycardia can be erased by ablation. So he gave me more than I bargained for, and my back went out. And so then I had several sessions with a very wonderful physical therapist. And these things went on and on. My top of my head had a little, it's a melanoma. So I had a section of scalp removed. Then I knew I was doing real fine, and only thing was that I got this sharp stroke, and I could sing. You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. This comes through better than with the broken speech area. Now I have a course of 8 weeks of a speech correction, and maybe I will get some new tongue twisters, like our Peter Piper picked the pepper, pickled peppers. But anyway, that's I have now relearned my the number system and the days of the week and the months of the year. I hope she's not a Christian and will make me learn the books of the Bible all again.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So much for episode 4. If you want to read about what I'm thankful for this year, you can find a few paragraphs on my Zanga site. That's www.xanga.com/aedun. If you would like to eat your fill of the masterful musical stylings of Mr. E and Cab Dragon, whom I consider to be definitive proof that button mashing really works and not just with video games, you can also find links to their music on my Zanga site. From the land where it is always Christmas and never winter, so long.